I'd like to thank you for tuning in to Crusade Radio. My name is Deborah Highlander, and we're here today to talk about miracles. With us, we have one of our saints. Her name is Elva Sykes. Elva, will you please tell us of your miracle?
Well, the last miracle I had performed for me, Debbie, was on my back. My back has given me problems in times past, and I would go to the chiropractor, and with one or two adjustments, it would be all right. However, this time, as I would go to the doctor, I would receive the adjustment, and it would be fine until I would get in my car, and getting in my car, it'd slip out again. Well, after going about three times, I thought, well, something has to give here. And I had trusted in the Lord before with healings, and I thought, well, there must be something more than just the back. So maybe I have an enemy attacking my back. And, you know, we do have an enemy out there, and his name is Satan.
Yes, Elva, how very well I know.
I thought, well, evidently it's something that he's doing. So I began seeking the Lord. And I came to church one evening. It was on a Sabbath. And pastor just looked at me, and he saw that I was in pain and misery, and he asked me if I would like him and the church to pray for me. And I know the authority that God has given the church body to pray for healing, and so I said, oh yes, I would. So he called the church people up, and everyone prayed for me, and miraculously, instantly, the pain left my body.
I know, Elva, I was there, and I witnessed to the fact of what had happened, how you could barely walk when you first got up, how after pastor anointed your head with oil and the congregation prayed over you, the glory came up on your face, Elva, and how you jumped for joy. You bent over. You spun around. You ran
yes.
up and down the aisle praising the Lord. And the glory was all over you, Elva.
Oh,
you're such
it was
an inspiration as to what greatness the Lord has and how He can heal us in all of our afflictions. Myself have had many afflictions and am now learning how to call upon the Lord in the time of these afflictions, and He has delivered me. Oh, how gracious and glorious our Lord is.
He truly is our healer, and He is the God of the now. He is present right at the point of need. He is always present for every need that His children have.
Hallelujah.
Then that wasn't quite the end of it. For about 2 days, I was pain-free, and it had been so long since I had walked pain-free. I just went through the house rejoicing and praising and singing all day long, way up into the night. And I'd even wake in the night and praise Him. In fact, the first night, I couldn't even hardly sleep. I was so joyful
Hallelujah.
About what He had done. And about the third day then, I guess made the enemy mad. You've experienced the enemy getting mad at you?
Oh, yes.
Well, he evidently got mad because he thought, well, I'm going to stop this. I'm going to hit her right back in the back again. But, you know, it was so real to me what God had done for me that I knew I had my healing. And I knew that the thief had come to steal my healing. And, well, Granny is not one to mess with, to steal from her, especially in the enemy realm, in the spirit realm. So I stood my ground, which was standing on the solid rock of His promises of what He's given His children.
Hallelujah.
And He's the healer of the spirit, He's the healer of the soul, and He's the healer of the body.
Oh, yes, Elva, how much I agree with you. He is such our healer, our deliverer,
absolutely.
Our redeemer. Praise God.
So I just kept standing on that, but it seemed like each day, for a period of about 4 or 5 days, maybe a little longer. I mean, time gets away from me. But anyway, each day it seemed to get progressively worse. And I thought, you're not stealing this from me. And I just spoke out loud, you're not stealing my healing. I have my healing. The Lord gave it to me, and I'm not letting you take it away. So I thought, well, now this is, seems to progress, so Lord, am I missing something? And, you know, the Father, He wants us to talk with Him, just like we like our children to relate and talk with us. So I started talking with the Father and asking Him, Father, reveal to me if there's anything I have done, anything I have said, if there's anything, Father, that's going on in the spirit realm that I'm not aware of, let me know. Because, you know, the enemy and the demons out there, they do come against us in every way that they can. So I was waiting on the Lord to give me an answer, and I had an impression that, you know, He talks about forgiveness. Forgiving, forgiving, forgiving.
Yes.
And so I searched that realm. Well, do I need forgiveness for something? Have I done something I need forgiveness for? All of a sudden it came on words of hate. And then I remembered what I had read of power-packed words. You know, when we are children of God, He is the Creator, and He created everything by words. So the words that come out of our mouth, they create. And there lies our destiny, which road we pave with the words that we speak. So it goes on a two-way street. And I thought, well, Lord, have I said anything that could cause any damage? And then it come right back, well, how about others speaking words on you? So I thought, well, I don't think I've hurt or offended anybody. So, okay, Lord, words spoken against me, words of hate. So then I bound the words of hate by the authority of the Word of God, and I cast them to the ground. And then words of hate can lead into witchcraft. And so I thought, witchcraft. So I bound witchcraft, and I cast it to the ground by the authority in the name of Jesus. And that day, just in 2 or 3 hours, it seemed like the muscles in my back started relaxing, and I started praising God because I felt like there was another avenue that the Lord was showing me, that not only can we speak words against other people, people of the world can be coming against us because we're Christians. Maybe I made somebody mad with the testimony. Maybe I made somebody mad in giving them the Word of God. You know, the Word does offend. Jesus told us that His Word do offend those who do not want to walk in obedience. So I thought, maybe I've offended somebody, and they're throwing words back at me, and the enemy has taken those words trying to destroy me. But praise God, He can't destroy the children of God. The gates of hell cannot prevail against the church of God.
Hallelujah. Oh, Elva, it's been so wonderful talking to you today. And
I've really enjoyed it, Debbie.
Oh, thank you, dear. Thank you. And we'd like to thank you from Crusade Radio. And you have a glorious day.